because the rebounds are just going to be there for him. Mm-hmm. Because he plays with a big who's very good, Yudoka Azubuike, but doesn't rebound. So Diedrich's going to get all those balls. And then, like, when that 5 of 18 is actually, like, 11 of 18, that's when he's going to go for 30 and 15. And he's going to be able to do that against anybody because, like, Michigan State's good. Nick Ward's good. Diedrich Lawson just went out first game, got 20 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists. KJ came off the bench, only played 10 minutes, but he got 4 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 assist. So the Lawson brothers combined for 24 points, 20 rebounds, and 7 assists last night. And there were 2 Memphis players, Diedrich and LeGerald Vick, in the starting lineup. So 40% of the starters for the number one team in the country are Memphis area are Memphis high school players, which is kind of a neat deal. But nice first night out for Diedrich. He didn't even play well and still just filled the box score up. And when you can do that, you're going to get awards.
Story number 3.
Memphis's next game's against LSU, and they opened last night against Southeastern Louisiana. They won 94-63, and you'd think Tremont Waters went big. He's the preseason All-American, but he really didn't. He had 9 points, 2 assists, 5 steals. It was everybody else who was great. You know, I mentioned LSU having 3 top 50 recruits. They've got 4 top 65 freshmen in the country in Naz Reid, Emmett Williams, Javonte Smart, Darius Days. Mm-hmm. 3 of them start, Reid, Williams, and Smart, along with Tremont Waters and I think a junior. But all 4 of the freshmen reached double figures. Naz Reid had 17 points, 6 rebounds. Emmett Williams had 12 and 10. And so as excited as Memphis was about its recruiting class, and it should be because Penny scrounged that together out of nowhere, LSU's recruiting class was a top 5 recruiting class with 2 5-star guys and 3 top 65 guys. And otherwise, I mean, 4 top 65 guys. In other words, LSU enrolled 4 freshmen, all of whom are rated significantly higher than any Memphis freshman. And so I think that's a game where you go down there next week and you're on the road against the top 25 team, and they probably got you outmanned at every position, except for maybe
that's what she said.
Maybe Jeremiah Martin's position, but they, you know, you're just going to be up against it there. But it's a to me a nothing to lose opportunity. You're not supposed to go down to LSU and win your second game of the year when you're starting, you know, 2 freshman guards who aren't like McDonald's All-Americans guards, and so you just go down there and take a shot and hope, you know, you pull off something really remarkable, and now folks start paying attention. If you take the loss, whatever. It's a road game against the top 25 team. Most teams, even top 25 teams, are going to lose those games. So a good opportunity for Memphis. LSU looked sharp in this first game last night.
Story number 4.
And then we've been talking about the AAC for a couple years now, and one of the points I'd made was that, you know, everybody always asks, how do you take the league to the next level? And my answer is always, just get UConn back to being what UConn ought to be. Get Memphis back to being what Memphis ought to be. And then if Houston's good under Kelvin, SMU remains at some decent level, and you got Greg Marshall at Wichita State, well, now you got a really good league. And I still believe every bit of that, but for a variety of reasons, Wichita State's just not going to be good. They lost last night 71-58 at home inside Coke Arena to Louisiana Tech, and you might be going, well, maybe Louisiana Tech's good. They're outside of the top 100 at KenPom. They're not supposed to be going into Coke Arena and winning. But, you know, Greg Marshall has lost a lot, obviously player-wise, in recent years. You know,
NBA, yeah.
Loses another guard early to the NBA draft last year. But he's also lost staff.
Yeah.
You know, Chris Jans, Greg Hare, Steve Forbes. How about this? Every single assistant that was on staff at Wichita State when Fred VanVleet and Ron Baker got them a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. In other words, the year after they went to the Final Four, every assistant on that staff is gone.
Wow.
And so Greg's had to totally revamp his staff. It's affected recruiting. It's affected the roster. And then, you know, he gave Alex Lomax back to Memphis. Rather than fight it, he just said it's the right thing to do. Go. But, like, that hurt. He knew it was going to hurt.
Sure.
And so they're just not good right now. And so they will be good again because Greg's too good, and they fund that program at a level where they're not going to be down for long, but they are going to be down this season. And perhaps that's a good thing for Memphis because it's an easier climb to the top of the near the top of the top If you don't have to climb past Wichita State, and it doesn't look like you're going to have to do that this year. Jeff Calkins up next.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
I'm going to tell you a story about O'Call, but it's not going to be about an item of clothing. It's going to be about a woman named Gwen Cash. Cash grew up in Orange Mound and graduated from Melrose High, class of 1965. She's related to the great Ida B. Wells and was in the building when Martin Luther King Jr. gave his mountaintop speech. She got what was supposed to be a temporary job at O'Call 30 years ago as a gift wrapper during the holidays, and she's been there ever since. It's people like Cash who make O'Call what it is. You should ask her about picking out ties. She loves picking out ties, has an absolute gift for it. Customers will call her and tell her they need a suit, a shirt, and a tie, and she says she can't even recall a time the customer didn't love the first tie she picked. O'Call isn't just a store with beautiful clothes. It's a store with remarkable people who are invested, really invested, in finding the most beautiful clothes for you. People like Clay Tidwell, the legendary O'Call employee who passed away recently. So we're going to call Gwen Cash the inaugural Clay Tidwell Employee of the Month. In the immortal words of Clay himself, always look your best.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years, the amazing work that Lee and Lauren Cooper have been doing at Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. In fact, for 8+ years, because Cooper Systems, they've been a sponsor of the Gary Parrish Show since day one, and they've never left. That's a testament to them. It's a testament to you, and you've heard me tell you about the great work they're doing at Cooper Systems for a long, long time. Now it's time to hear from you guys.
Got a great deal on an Apple Mac from Cooper Systems, literally half the price of the big box stores I just searched before I'd heard about Cooper.
On the road a lot, and one day my laptop got the epic blue screen of death, and I thought I lost all my files. Cooper Systems was able to retrieve everything and even installed a new drive to make my computer faster and better than ever.
I'm one of those people Gary always refers to as the looking up stuff you're not supposed to guy. Yep, that leads to computer viruses. Cooper can take care of you, and like the ad says, they won't judge you.
That's Cooper Systems. Call them 360-9679 on the web. You can check them out at coopersystems.com.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself, and with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
Wiley Imports, the Mercedes-Benz repair and salvage parts specialist. Our company now has a foreign and domestic car parts salvage yard located at 3763 Old Gitwell Road in Memphis. We not only pull the parts, but we deliver to auto shops. In business for over 35 years, we have engines, transmissions, body parts, pumps, original wheels, starters, mirrors, and more. Wiley Imports, 362-3081. We also buy junk cars. Wiley Imports, 3763 Old Getwell Road.
It's a whole new ball game at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica with the new sports book. Get in on the sports betting action with the wall of big screen TVs and roomiest seats available in the comfort of Samstown's exclusive sports book lounge. You can cheer on all your favorite teams. Put your sports knowledge to good use and win big. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Just feel the ride. Samstown Casino.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
How come I end up where I started? How come I end up where I was? Don't take my eyes off the ball again. You reel me out.
Jeff Calkins, the award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian. He's the host of the Jeff Calkins Show every weekdays 9 to 11, and he joins me now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm really good, Gary. Thanks for asking.
It's the least I could do. Hadn't talked to you in a few days. How you been? You been all right? You holding up okay?
I'm pretty good, actually.
That's good. You want to ask me how I'm doing?
You know, I always ask hosts when I mean guests when I come on,
I saw someone tweeting about this the other day. So whatever, I'm talking to John Feinstein next week, right? And I'm going to have him on. I'm going to say, how are you, John?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do I ask that? He's not going to tell me. Like, I should just get right into the interview.
It's a, it is a,
this
it
is how are you thing. It's just weird.
Yes.
Like, what? It's a weird thing. How are you? What do you want me to say? How, you want me to give you the truth? It's been kind of a rough 2 months, but I'm doing better now. Thanks.
It's a wasted question, except
it's
for
a wasted question,
except,
yeah.
Except for when I would have Greg Doyle on, because you could ask Greg Doyle.
That's true, Gary.
You could say, "Greg, so Greg, how you doing?" And he'd be like, "I'm not doing so good right now." And then he would tell the saddest story of the world about like how
right.
you know like you know he'd be really going through something. He'd be like, "I'm not, you know, I'm going through a divorce," and
Easterwood too. Easterwood's kind of like that. You got to, you know, what's going on?
Well, Easterwood will just like he might be drunk. That's why you ask him. But Greg
right,
might,
it's not how are you? It's how drunk are you?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
put another word in there. Right? Yeah, how sober are you?
Right? Getting into
yeah.
it?
Right. Yeah, but like with Greg, I would always ask him how is he doing? Because he will really tell you how he's doing. Like exactly, if he's doing well, he'll tell you he's doing well. And if he is like on the verge of suicide, he'll mention that too. So yeah. It was like always an interesting thing there. But by and large, yes. When you're just having like Drew Hill from the commercial appeal on, asking him how you're doing is kind of a waste of care. Hey, I'm good. Okay, good. Now what? Well, now I guess we'll
right.
talk. Right.
I mean, I you know, I sometimes give you a sense of how I am. But I'm okay. Really, I actually feel better than I have for in a while. And so that's good. Although I've gained 10 pounds, I stopped running. So that's not good. And let's see what else. My son got his driver's license today. Peter, now all three kids drive.
Oh, no.
The problem with Peter driving is he's blind.
God.
That's not good.
Hey, let me stop you here for a second. That actually is a problem.
Yeah.
But yeah. You know, it is.
How did he get his driver's license? Are they really giving out blind? They're giving blind people driver's licenses out?
So you can't be discriminating against people like this in our society today. Now he's not really blind.
Yes, you can. I heard you can.
But he was not able to walk up to the, you know, when you go to the driver's license bureau and you peer into the little thing and they say read the third line. He can't do that. He can't do that. He has severe vision issues. And so then what you do is you go to Chandler Parsons doctor in Germany. No, you go to a ophthalmologist and they test you and they say, you know what? Well, you can probably drive.
What?
And so then you get a form and it says you can drive. And then and he can see kind of.
He can see kind of. It's not reassuring.
No.
So we've been working with him and he failed the first time.
Surprise, he can't see.
And this time he passed. And actually right now he's off on his first solo drive. He's probably listening to this right now.
Oh, no.
He's very good at it now within his limitations. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. That kid is the most, I mean, that doesn't, like, he's the most determined kid I've ever met. Like, I do think it comes from the fact that he's, you know, but he's incredibly determined and he's good. He's good. He's good. I'm proud of him.
You
know, so there.
You should be. Aiden has his permit, but has no desire to drive. And Kelly keeps pushing him, like, Aiden, why don't we go practice driving? And I'm like, Kelly, never bring it up again. Like, if he never wants to drive, that's fine with me. Because I'm lucky. All three of my kids still mostly are just at our house. And when I ever get to the point where they're not anymore, I know myself. I get nervous all the time for no reason. Like, I suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. Like, I'm not even joking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it overwhelms me just for seconds at a time, but honest to God, hand to heart, for seconds.
That's what she said.
For seconds at a time. Good place to make jokes, Brad.
Sorry.
Do you know that when my wife calls me and her name comes up in my phone, I freak, it makes me nervous?
You know, I get the same way.
What?
If Julie could not, well, not if your wife calls me, but if Julie calls me, And because I'm like, why is she calling me? Like, could be bad news. Like, always tell me they good. Tell me everything's fine first.
I don't always think it's gonna. I don't just go, ooh, this could be bad. I immediately think, oh my gosh, she's had a car wreck.
Oh, Gary.
Like, because and I'll tell you what it's rooted in, because I've taken bad phone calls from her in recent years. Where, like, I did answer the phone, and the first thing I hear is her sobbing and telling me the worst stuff in the world.
Oh, man.
And, right. and it's happened, there's been three different times in the past 3 years where she calls me, and when I answer, all I can hear is her crying uncontrollably. One time it was with the baby, one time it was with our dog, and one time it was with our neighbor. And now, like, I really do understand what people mean by post-traumatic stress, because now every time her name comes up in my phone, this is a challenge.
Have her make some good calls.
This is a I almost asked her to do this a few weeks ago, but I didn't want to sound insane any more insane than I already am. But I almost asked her, and I understand this is crazy.
To text me first saying, I'm going to call you.
Yes.
Everything's cool.
Yes, I'm about to call you. Everything's cool. That way,
I don't think that's crazy.
Set up for the call.
Please text me and say that.
Preview the message.
Yeah, because like I really do have a little mini, and it only lasts. Don't make the joke. It only lasts a few seconds. Because I pick up the phone and I go hello, and she goes, "Hey, so what are you thinking about for dinner?" And then I say, "Everything's cool."
Right.
And then everything's cool.
Right.
But
there is that few
seconds.
It goes
away. There's a moment.
And those few seconds are terror. Yeah. And so I just know that that's going to to manifest itself in a variety of ways, and my son out driving around will have me a nervous wreck all the time. I have no interest in him driving.
Well, I understand that. I my sister has had, like, her kids haven't gotten their licenses into their 20s because she just never urges them to, and if they don't, and so I get that. Now I will say that for us, given where we are in life and where the kids have everything they have, all the stuff they have to do and whatnot, it is incredibly convenient. I would be a little worried. Like, Mississippi is a little more, like make no mistake, you can get killed on the surface roads in Memphis, right, in a car accident. There's no question. But, normally you just get you smash up the car, right? You see it all the time. You drive around Memphis and there's a car crash and there's people standing out there looking forlorn, and mostly they're not dead. They're just, the cars are banged up, right? Like, if it's mostly, if you're just on surface roads in Memphis, it seems like, and so, and it's, it is incredibly convenient. But the other issue with driving and this will not be a concern, I don't believe, with Peter, knock on wood, certainly wasn't with Andrew, but when they start to drive is when they start to get in trouble, because it's when they no longer count on you to, you know, they can go wherever they want. Like, yeah, you can have their, you can track their phone and whatever else, but when they're driving around, they can be going wherever they want. They can be parking the car wherever they want. They can be doing whatever they want. And that is when you start to get into issues, let's just call them teenage issues. And so there's a certain freedom that comes with driving that is not always productive from a parent's perspective.
It honestly makes no sense to have children. Like, why would you bring that stress into your life? It's a financial drain that also puts tremendous amounts of stress on you.
Stress.
Why would anybody have children? And I'm saying this as a father of three who loves my children.
Yes, right. Like, no, it's an incredible.
They're wonderful, Gary. They're just the best.
You invite. It's a financial drain that adds tremendous amounts of stress.
Like, and what everyone always tells me is this: that never goes away. Like, I keep thinking, okay, well, my kids are, you know, Ben's 21, and the other ones are a senior and a junior in high school, so pretty soon I'm done, right? And I won't have to really be, no. They said, like, you're never, that whole thing.
No, it's never going to be, it's going to be, one of them's going to get a drug problem in college. You know, it's just like the
glass half empty, half full.
Yeah, one of them's
whatever. They lose their job. They get life happens.
That's for every person.
It's going to be something.
That's everyone.
Yeah, I know, but I don't care about it. I mean, it's not that I don't care, but like, everyone doesn't keep me up at night.
Yeah, but that's life.
But no, this is my point. What if I told you this? Hey, what if I told you, Brad, you could spend tens of thousands of dollars every year to have three times as much stress as you've ever had?
Yeah.
You'd be like, why would I do that? And yet we all do it.
Yeah.
We all do it.
Yeah.
Like I used to.
I still think the best metaphor for this, I've used it before, is my brother Tim said that having kids, it's like moving to an island, and you look over at this island, and everyone say, come on over. Like, it's great. You're going to love living on this island. It's the best. Oh, come on over. And you look at them, and they're exhausted and beaten down and unhappy. And the other catch is once you move to the island, you can never leave. And so it's like, come on. When are you moving to the island? When are you two moving to the island? And you look at them, and these are these miserable, haggard, exhausted, bankrupted people, and they all want you to move to this island you can never leave.
It is. And, like, I know the counter argument to this is, but kids give you a purpose, and it's a
sense of joy, yeah, like you absolutely. Can, a meaning and fulfillment.
It's a love you would never otherwise.
No question about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Undescribable.
I think you could reasonably argue that the negatives outweigh the positives.
Oh, no, Gary.
Oh, I think you can reasonably argue that. Yes. Right. Here's the real problem. I don't think if here's the problem. If you choose not to go that route, or right, let's say you're. I mean, some people can't have children, and that it's in some form. But let's say you choose to go that route, you won't know the unhappiness of having children. So you'll imagine.
Right.
A happiness that you are missing out on without understanding the reality. Like, it really, not having children only makes sense if you've experienced the misery of having children. I love them all dearly.
You want to do like loner kids, Jeff? Like, here.
Well, you'll just think, oh, I'm missing out on the whole
meal. Yeah.
You have to really experience it to know that it's probably not worth it.
That's what she says.
I was having this conversation with some people last weekend who do not have children, and they were asking me about it. You know, and I said, "Listen, you would never undo it. That's crazy. Like you have your children, and like they really do provide you with a sense of worth and a purpose and all that stuff. I'm not even joking. There are things that happen throughout your life once you're a parent that only a child could bring that very specific joy. And there's a chance that if you never have children, you will miss out on that. You'll wonder about it forever,
yep.
And you'll feel a void in your life. But, and this is what I told him, if it ain't eating at you, it's not don't do it. I don't tell other people what to do. Yeah. But if it's not eating at you.
Mm-hmm.
Just trust me when I tell you, it's a way easier life without children. It's less stress, it's more money, and it's more freedom. Like, Sarah Silverman was on with, I don't know, Colbert or Howard Stern or somebody recently. And she's famously single, no children. Mm-hmm. And she said, let's just say it was Howard. Howard said, so did you always know you didn't want to have children? And she said, oh, no. I've always wanted to have children. I just... My desire to have children is trumped by my desire to be able to do whatever I want whenever I want to do it. And so I've always had that, like, the thing I want almost as much as anything else in the world is to have children. But the thing I want more than anything else in the world is to be able to wake up when I want to wake up, go to sleep when I want to go to sleep, travel when I want to travel, work when I want to work, watch TV when I want to watch TV, and children... alter that, and it's never been worth it.
The other thing that you two have that I think is different, like, I think it's different having three children as opposed to one child. It's a very different experience.
Well, of course.
It is different numerically, but I don't, I guess your chances of having, like, one be unhappy are high, you know, or one be, as Gary points at, one being a drug addict or whatever, are higher if you have three, right?
Right.
And so I guess that's true. But I think fundamentally, it's the old cliche that the decision to have children is the decision to have your heart walking around outside your body.
That's true.
And I think that is true, whether it's one or three that are out there walking around outside your body. I just think that's true. And I do. Listen, there's nothing I like better in life right now. Like, one of my greatest joys is watching Peter run cross country, which seems silly. I'm sitting on the field. You can't even, like, they take off. And you don't even see them until they come back. It makes me so happy, right? And so it's, yes, there's no question that there are, in a way, Gary, what you were just talking about, the this is not, I'm not analogizing children to having an animal, but it's the same thing. Like if you have a dog, right, it's the same kind of trade-off. You're saying, yeah, I want the comfort and fun that has come like having a dog. It comes and it lies in your, it welcomes you when you're home, yeah, and they're lovely and whatever else. And then, but if you can't travel as much, you have to be, you can't be away. Like there's trade-offs with all this stuff, right? There's trade-offs with all of it. You have to put the dog down at some point. Like, just say whatever, and you just decide how you can feel on the pluses and the minuses of it. And I want to make sure from good by listening, I would take the pluses every single time over the minuses. It's just there are times the minuses smack you in the face.
The minuses can be overwhelming. And to Brad's point about the numbers, it's the same logic of, hey, Powerball's gotten up to 200 million. That's when everybody who normally buys one ticket buys five.
You're right.
Because they go, okay, now it's going to give me more chances to do this. Now, if you flip that around when it comes to children, if you just have one child, all you have to do is like do your best to make sure that, and it's not just do your best. I think most parents do their best. It's
sure.
It's do your best and get lucky that your one child doesn't go off path, doesn't get sick. You know, with just any of this stuff.
Right.
If you have two, now you got two that you have to keep on a path and pray that they get lucky enough to not get sick.
Does it work the other way, though? Like, so my parents have nine, okay? So
that's a heck of a
what
percentage.
If like, two of us have been complete screw-ups? They could have said, you know, we still got seven. We're pretty good.
No,
like,
I think you and I agree on this. I think if you have nine, I think, let's just keep it on a very personal level. I have three boys, and they're all great. Like, right now, they're all great. Everything's perfect with all for the most part. We have no real problems. I'm lucky in that way.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be the parent to sit here and say my kids are angels. My 4-year old cusses out his 2-year old little brother.
But there's no big crises.
We have no big issues.
Right.
And yet let's just say that someday we do. Let's say that someday we look up and two of my boys are like, they just graduated college. They're in wonderful, happy relationships. They're doing well. And my third, whichever one, is like not doing so well. I think that you're miserable. I don't think you're.
Everyone says there too.
I've
that's
heard
the
that
other
too.
Cliche. You're only as happy as you're unhappy. Yeah.
I don't think you're as happy about the two that are great as you are about the one who's hit a rough patch.
Yeah.
And I think the one that hits
consumes
you.
Let's take Mr. and Mrs. Carter now. For example, okay, Mr. and Mrs. Carter, they had one. I don't know how many kids they had, but they had one son, Jimmy, who grew up to be president. Okay, that's pretty good. They did pretty well. And then they had another son, Billy, who was a complete screw up. Billy Carter, Billy Beer. I don't know if you remember Billy. He was a complete screw up. Do you don't think they said, you know, Billy's a screw up, but we didn't get a president of the United States out of it?
I think it depends on where it goes, because I do know parents who have gotten to a place with their children, like these children that you loved and you raised and you went through hell for, and then parents, they I've seen them get numb to it. It's just like, that's our screw up. There's nothing we can do for that person. And
but it eats at you anyway.
It eats at you, but like you get a little numb to it. Like you just sort of like, you clock out. I've seen parents do that, or at least I've watched documentaries where parents do that.
Right.
So I think you can maybe get there where you just go, hey, we had a president, and the other kid just didn't work out, but we did our best. But I still think the getting from point A to point B, from, oh, my God, our child is, like, not doing well, to, oh, my God, our child's not doing well, and I'm, like, done worrying with it, I think it's a hell of a road getting from A to B.
I think probably even if you make that decision, that's very hard to do that. I had an aunt who died recently in her 90s, and one of her kids was a drug addict to the end, is still a drug addict, basically steals her meds, like that kind of thing, you know, opioid, like one of that deals. And there she is at 93. She's still worrying about her whatever, 60 whatever year old drug addict, you know. And he's like, oh gosh, really? Like, up until I was 93, up until the day I died, I was worried about whether Eleanor would steal my, you know, would steal my pain pills. So thanks for asking how I am.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Good luck. Good luck with parenting, and I'll do the best I can as well. Woo.
Are we done? Yeah, you want to talk about the Tigers, too. Well, what do you decide?
Tigers, what do you think?
Advice to the people?
My advice to the people is to get realistic. you know, like Tyler Harris is going to have moments where he looked like he looked in that first exhibition because he's a shot maker. And on some nights, the shots are going to be going. But he is also a sub 100 guard who's now a freshman in high school. And it's something that I banged on all offseason. And
honestly, that's what she said.
Honestly, about Tyler Harris and Alex Lomax, even before they became Tigers, because they got talked about on this radio station like they were Derrick Rose and Tyreke Evans. And I was like, they're very good. If I were Memphis, I'd want them both. And if they're four-year players, I think you can win big with them. You know, in year two and probably three and definitely four. But, like, you don't win with sub 100 guards starting for you as freshmen in a top seven league in the country. I mean, you can win, but You'll win some.
You won't win at a high level at a big level. You won't win. You won't win them all. That's sure.
Here's what I've always said about on this topic. I said sub 100 guards. Now, listen, there's exceptions to all of this, but you know, but the exceptions are rare. For the most part, sub 100 guards, and that's what Tyler Harris and Alex Lomax were coming out of high school. And they weren't that because they were unseen. One played on the Nike circuit. The other one played in a high-profile circuit. They were both seen by the recruiting analysts, and the recruiting analysts put them here. And what we might find out is maybe the recruiting analysts are wrong, but either way, the way it usually goes for sub 100 freshmen is they either don't play at all, they just don't play, or they are contributors for a good team, or they're key players for a not-so-good team or an average team. That's usually the way it works. And so there's a reason why Memphis is outside of the top 100 at KenPom and not projected by anybody to go to the NCAA tournament, because they are heavily reliant on the types of freshmen that are not R.J. Barrett, Zion Williamson, and Cam Reddish. And I think last night was maybe a reminder of that.
No, I thought that precisely right. No, they're not going to have. I mean, they really, they're not going to have that kind of night. They really did look nervous. I mean, that's exactly. They just totally looked nervous. I mean, and I don't think Tyler Harris. I mean, unless he sprains an ankle, may never have another game where he goes scoreless, right? I don't know that he's going to go scoreless again. I mean, he obviously, you know, felt sick about it afterwards. But there's no question. It was a reminder. It's why when I was writing the Upbeat column 2 days ago or whatever it was, or however many days ago it was, about what this team is capable of, I said, I think the team is capable of winning the conference tournament. I never said that they're capable of winning the regular season conference, because I don't think they are. But they could be, by the time they roll around the tournament time, they could be the best that they could be, and they could get on a run, and it's in Memphis, and it's not a great league right this year, it doesn't appear. And so you could say, all right, they could do that. But yes, last night was a reminder that there is a distance from here to there. And, you know, let's be honest, Keevan was the best player. Jeremiah was the second best player. Kareem Bruton was the next best player. I mean, you know, it was Alex Lomax. He wasn't a great game for him. I'm pretty comfortable with him on the floor. Like, he does not look at all out of place.
The point I made about Lomax in the opening segment was, even when he's not playing well, he's going to do things that, like, make him – you can keep him on the court. Like, he's
right.
You know, he's going to be bothersome on the defensive end. You know, even last night, not playing well, he got 4 assists and 5 rebounds. Like,
right.
I think he is the – he doesn't have to play well to still help you on the court in some ways. Whereas Tyler – like, Tyler's a scorer. And when Tyler is – when you've got a scorer who's not – who did not make a shot – like, that becomes an issue. But I don't think that's who he is. Here's the truth. We've seen 3 Tyler Harris games. In one, he got 26, and in the other, he got 0. Those are the extremes. He might not ever get 26 again in this season, and he might not ever get 0 again this season. But he's the one where he's a shot maker. He needs to make shots, where Alex does, I think, a few other things where – you know, he's not a shot maker. You don't expect him to make shots. That's why they sort of complement each other, even though it wasn't framed that way coming out of high school. They're very different players. And, you know, neither was especially good last night, but I think they will be good in spots and then consistently good in time. But in time might be your sophomore year or junior year.
Yeah, and then the others, I think, are somewhere in between there. I mean, literally, this was all of them last night. Like, there was right. David Winjet, Antoine Jones, they both have, I think they haven't figured it out. I mean, you know, there are lots of things to figure out. Isaiah Maurice isn't that, you know, there's a reason he didn't catch on at his first stop. But I think for those guys, they're not just pure shot makers who will, you know, that's why they're there. And if they miss shots, they're not being effective. They haven't figured it out yet, and they're not going to figure it out. I'll tell you this: by the time you get to a road game against LSU, like that's not where they're going to figure it out. But I do think they'll figure it out. But like David Winjet, who I think is a good shooter, I've seen him shoot a lot. He is a good shooter. The only bucket he got last night was a steal and a dunk, and I think it's because he was nervous. I think they were nervous. They were amped. The video was incredibly great. The scene was rollicking. And that, to me, my bigger takeaway from the whole evening, I mean, I did spend some time on my show talking about, the worrisome parts of the game. But I thought all that was secondary to the fact that there weren't 15,000 people there, but announced attendance was 15,000, the biggest, bigger than any game since the Tubby era. And it felt like you just looked around and it was like, this is Memphis basketball. Like, this is what Memphis basketball is supposed to feel like. And I didn't know, there's been a time when I wondered if we'd have that feeling again. And so to me, the much bigger story and the overwhelming takeaway from last night, and to watch Penny carrying around the game ball, Penny, who is, you know, a superstar in life, you know, who's made millions and hung out with the most famous people and played in all-star games and NBA finals, and he's cradling this game ball from his first win over Tennessee Tech with this real sense of pride and gratitude. That all to me was much more the story than what happened on the court, which will be, as we've said from the beginning, a work in progress.
And it's exactly the reason why you have to announce tickets sold if you're the University of Memphis. I've heard people quote that 15,000 number today all day long. Saw it tweeted right. all last night. It's just smart. You are obligated, and we said this 2 weeks ago, last week, and then they adjusted. And, like, I was told, by the way, that, like, they adjusted because we were, like, banging. Like, hey, here's some advice. Just announce tickets sold. It's what everybody else does. It's the smart thing to do. To not do that is to undercut your own program. Then they immediately, last Friday night, I guess it was, decided to announce tickets sold. It's a no-brainer. And it doesn't matter how many people were actually in the building. I mean, it's not that it doesn't matter, but you are the university you're in a university that's obligated to announce nothing, as far as I know, but you certainly are allowed to announce the best number you can put out there. And so why not do that? And so it's smart of them to do it. And
it was a good crowd, hollow 15,000. It was a good crowd. It was fun. Like, it was, it felt like you didn't walk around and say, oh, what a joke of a number. Like, there wasn't that at all. And so it was, and that was, to me, was the best part. It just was, it was a fun atmosphere and a fun night.
All right. Thanks for being here. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
See you. Bye.
Bye. And we come back, a couple more notes on the Memphis basketball freshmen as they relate to some other freshmen around the country last night. I think it'll hammer home the point I'm trying to make. We'll do that next.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited up to 6 hours.
So this guy named Sam, he lived in Memphis, right? Had a home and he wanted to sell it, move into a different home. So he did what I've been telling you to do for a while. Let's list it with Josh Hysaw. And he got 13 showings very quickly, multiple offers, and it sold at the agreed upon price. It only took 5 days. How'd Josh Hysaw do it? He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. What Josh does is help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. And then if your home isn't sold at that agreed-upon price in 45 days, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll just buy the home from you. You pick. It is totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, even if your opinion doesn't make any sense, you can fire him, no questions asked. So if you're trying to sell your home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I was trying to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw, 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Are you ready for fall leaves, hoodies, pumpkins, and cool weather? Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Call Choate's today to schedule your $60 furnace tune-up to make sure your heater is ready for the cold months ahead. Our $60 furnace tune-up includes a 15-point safety inspection with a free camera inspection of your heat exchanger to make sure it is not leaking any dangerous carbon monoxide. Right now is also a great time to get your air ducts cleaned and to make sure your indoor air quality is top-notch. Don't forget, Choate's is also there for all your plumbing needs. From our $99 drain cleanings, our tankless water heater financing specials, or visit one of our 2 kitchen and bath showrooms for any of your remodel ideas. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Do you own or have you considered owning office, retail, warehouse properties, or apartments? If you answered yes, then I want to tell you about a unique chance to get more information on commercial real estate. This is Eric Hasseltine with the Memphis Grizzlies. On Thursday, November 29th in the Great Hall in Germantown, Albright Investments will host a seminar dedicated to commercial real estate ownership. Former Memphis Tiger John Albright has been in the commercial real estate business for over 30 years and has been involved in millions of dollars of commercial real estate transactions. Get your seat now by calling 901-758-2424 or visit AlbrightInvestments.com.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Friday and Saturday only at the Kroger Digital Sale. Select varieties of Post cereal are only 99 cents. Just download your digital coupon from Kroger.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast, fast like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage.
There you go. Cooper Systems is your spot if you need a new computer, refurbished computer, custom built computer, or you need computer repair. But also, you know, they've got a wide range of wireless technology solutions. They offer the newest in wireless technology that can help increase speed and range. In other words, you might have a home where your wireless signal is just bogged down, or maybe it doesn't reach from one corner of the house to the other. You got that one room where it just doesn't get proper service. Meantime, you got Apple TV going. You've got somebody's on Netflix, somebody's on Hulu, somebody's on a gaming computer, you know, 2 other people on their iPhones. Like, that's the way a lot of households work these days, and it can bog your system down. And now then everybody's frustrated because they're buffering. They can't get what they want to get called up when they want to get it called up. You don't want to live like that. It's miserable. So call Cooper Systems and let them help you. They can help you increase your wireless coverage area and also have a stronger wireless signal. What's not the line?
It's good.
360-9679.
360-9679. You talk to Lee and Lauren Cooper. I get tweets from you guys all the time. Hey, I just went over to Cooper Systems. Lee and Lauren took care of me. I appreciate you guys going there. Appreciate Lee and Lauren doing what it is I tell you they can do. Keep using them. 360-9679. 360-9679. Cooper Systems on the web. CooperSystems.com. It's 544 Gary Parrish Show. We're obviously running behind. That's unusual.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll be quick with this. But we've been talking a lot today about Tiger basketball, specifically last night's opening game. It's a 76-61 win. It's a 15-point win. They didn't play well in the second half. They jumped up 15 at the half. They only won by 15. That means they played even with Tennessee Tech in the final 20 minutes. That's not good. But the big storyline seemed to be that the freshmen didn't play well, most notably Tyler Harris and Alex Lomax, both of whom started and went a combined 3 of 15 from the field, 0 of 7 from three-point range, but also David Wingent and Antoine Jones. You know, if you do those four freshmen right there, they combined to go 5 of 24 from the field. And so there was a lot of talk about, like, what was the problem. You know, were they nervous, overwhelmed, first-game jitters? And the point I've made is that it could be any of that. Like, I don't want to pretend that I was in the building. I was at Bankers Life Fieldhouse watching Zion Williamson and R.J. Barrett. I wasn't inside FedEx Forum watching Tyler Harris and Alex Lomax. I will be soon, and I'm looking forward to it. But I wasn't last night, so I don't want to sit here and say,
right,
you're an idiot if you think it was jitters, because they might have looked jittery.
Mm.
It could be any of the things that have been suggested. But I think the most likely scenario is that they played the way that they are sometimes going to play, because though I think good signings, every one. Make me the Memphis coach, I'd have signed every one of them too.
Yeah.
But they're sub 100 freshmen, and this is what sub 100 freshmen do. You know, the recruiting rankings can get picked apart by people who like to find somebody rated 132nd who became a national player of the year, and then every time a school signs somebody rated 132nd, they go, well, hey, he could become the national player of the year. No. I mean, yeah, technically, I guess he could, but it's way unlikely. My point is, if you go by recruiting rankings and just use them as a grouping tool, players usually are about what they're supposed to be, especially in their first year of college. And I think last night was a great example of that. Duke had the number one recruiting class in America. Three top five players, four in the top 15. They all started last night. They beat the number two team in America by 34 points.
Mm.
They combined to score 89 points, just the four freshmen. They were awesome. You want to know why? Because three of them are probably going to be top five picks in next June's NBA draft. They were awesome because they're supposed to be awesome. Meantime, down in Baton Rouge, the team LSU is going to play. I mean, Team Memphis is going to play next week, LSU. They played their first game, and they blew out Southeastern Louisiana. They had four freshmen, all finishing double figures. Well, that's because their freshman class, it isn't Duke's. So they didn't combine to score 89,
mm-hmm,
but they all finished in double figures. Not Duke's class, but it was a top five class. They don't have three top five players and four top 15, but they do have 2 5 stars and three top 65s. Those guys are ready to contribute. They usually do. So they all went out and scored double figures. And then Memphis' freshmen came out and looked like freshmen. Well, that's because that's what people who are ranked where Alex and Tyler and Antoine and David are ranked coming out of high school. This is usually the way it goes for them. And it's why I've always been optimistic, sure, but also realistic. I never thought it was my job to try to get you pumped up about Tiger basketball. I thought it was my job to try to make you smarter about Tiger basketball, try to tell you the truth about Tiger basketball. And the truth is that the future is super duper bright. Be excited, because Penny's about to drive this thing to a really interesting place. But this year one could be a little rocky, because they're going to be heavily reliant on first-year players that do not usually become key players for very good teams in their first years of college. It happens sometimes. I wouldn't rule it out. But like I told you, when the KenPom ratings came out, and I'll tell it again today, you will have to be the exception to the rule. To go to the NCAA tournament starting two sub-100 freshman guards, you're going to have to be the exception to the rule, because the rule is that that's not usually the way you go to the NCAA tournament. I think Tyler Harris and Alex Lomax are going to be amazing Memphis Tigers, and you will be able to win big with them. But just history tells us you don't usually win big with these types of guards in their first year of college. And I think last night, them both struggling to an extreme degree. They're not going to both struggle like that a lot.
Sure, yeah.
But they are going to have some moments like that because that's who they are. RJ and Zion aren't going to have moments like that because that ain't who they are.
No.
But this is probably who they are. And it's fine because Penny got the job at a time where you had to scrap it together as best you could. And the truth is, when you sign Alex Lomax and Tyler Harris at a place like Memphis, you're supposed to have better guards in place so that they can be eased into the system as opposed to thrown out there as starters. But it is what it is. It ain't Penny's fault. We know whose fault it is. It is what it is. So now they're thrust into a position where they're trying to lead a great program as first-year guards. It's hard to do when you're rated where they were rated coming out of high school. Not impossible, but difficult. And last night was maybe, again, just a reminder of that. Be back with Dinner to Go.
It just keeps growing. The jackpot for Lotto America is now over $10 million. And with tickets just $1, make sure you stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play today for your chance to win. The next drawing is tonight.
Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner. It's here in Memphis, and if you're looking for a new mattress, that's where you're going to want to go because, like I've been telling you for a while, they don't have sales. They're already beating the competition 52 weeks a year. They don't have to do sales. The reason other companies do is because they can't beat Sleepy Z's without doing it. Sleepy Z's can beat anybody without doing sales. And if you mention you heard about them on the Gary Parrish Show, you're going to get an additional 10% off, so make sure you do that. When readers of the Commercial Appeal were asked to vote for the best mattress store in the area, four straight years they voted for Sleepy Z's. Four straight years. But remember, they don't just sell mattresses, also furniture, living room sets, dining room sets, rugs. Whatever you need to furnish a home, you can probably find it at Sleepy Z's. And if you can't, like if it's not on the floor, relax. They got a 42-inch kiosk there inside the store. You can browse through it, find something you like. They'll get it for you. It's easy, easy stuff. They're located at 2790 Kirby Whitten. That's in Bartlett at the corner of Summer Avenue next door to Hollywood Feed. The number is 901-692-6200, 901-692-6200. That's Sleepy Z's here in Memphis, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed on the web, sleepyzzzs.com.
I'm Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf Realtors, and I'm with Marty Fulton, formerly at Whispering Wood and Plantation Golf Courses and a PGA Life member. I often tell Marty that when I sell a home, it feels just like sinking a 10-foot putt.
Sheldon, since you never sink any 10-foot putts, you want to try another one.
How about when I sell a house in the first week and it feels like a 300-yard drive right down the middle of the fairway?
Well, it might feel like 300 yards, but that's two shots for you. You better try again.
How about when my strategic marketing program with the Shell Bucks option, which draws buyers from every which way?
Now, that is a hole-in-one. That's why people often say when you want the job done, call Shell Done.
Thanks, Marty. I can be reached at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. That's 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now, and
go Tigers!
Cool fall evenings have finally arrived. Will you be getting the most out of your furnace? With a simple phone call to Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning, you can ensure your home comfort system is operating at peak efficiency. Our $95 central heating system tune-up ensures optimal performance and efficiency and reduces the likelihood of a breakdown. You'll save money by keeping operating costs in check and enjoy worry-free comfort all season long. Call us today to schedule your $95 fall tune-up special at 255-1111 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
Learning how to kayak in a bay off the Oregon coast. And almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts. Supercuts stylists pay attention to every detail so you get the haircut you want. And with our signature hot towel finish, you'll walk out feeling clean, sharp, and not just ready, but super ready.
Check out our newest location at 5224 Airline Road in Arlington or log on to supercuts.com to find a location near you.
It's a whole new ball game at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica with the new sports book. Get in on the sports betting action with the wall of big screen TVs and roomiest seats available in the comfort of Samstown's exclusive sports book lounge. You can cheer on all your favorite teams. Put your sports knowledge to good use and win big. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Just a ride. Samstown Casino.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Wednesday, November 14th at the Orpheum Theater. Tickets on sale now at the venue box office and at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
Right now at Kroger, you can save on juicy red, white, or black seedless grapes. They're just 99 cents a pound with your Plus card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show. Live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Slipknot. I hustle for my chain like a pit stop. I used to want a grip brain to my wrist lock. Ooh, now I want a BMW i3. It's little buddy's on point like Kyrie. My mama taught me never let a sucker try me. But if you do, draw blood like an
IV. New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka. It's made from the finest quality grains. 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. How smooth is it, Brad Carson?
You can drink it while you watch the Grizzlies game tonight. And it's so smooth you can drink it straight.
You might need to drink.
Yeah, you might. That's a Nuggets team that you is a tough Nuggets team.
Tough Nuggets team, Brad. They come in here and only one loss in the season.
No, they're good. They're very good.
You'll be able to listen to that right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I'll tell you more momentarily. First, let me continue to make money.
Yeah, drink and watch and make money.
Yes, it really is what I buy when I'm in the liquor store. And the reason's simple. It's a reasonably priced quality vodka. I could spend more money on vodka if I wanted to, but seems like I'm spending enough already. That's what my wife says, at least.
Now, don't listen to that.
It's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. And thanks to you guys, we've turned Memphis into the number one market per capita for New Amsterdam vodka. So next time you are in a restaurant or a bar or a wine and spirit store, you ask for it by name. If they don't have it, you walk out.
Double bird.
You gotta draw a line somewhere. And it seems like whether a place sells New Amsterdam vodka or not, it's a reasonable place to draw that line. New Amsterdam vodka, pour your soul out. It's on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. It's too dinner to go.
Dinner to go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's dinner to go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but mostly.
Did we get smarter?
I hope so.
Yeah, we can't win big until we get these, like, better players.
I promise you, when I'm wrong about something as it relates to Memphis basketball, I'm going to point it out.
Yeah.
I promise you, I will. It's just that it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
And last night was if I'd have listened to GP, perhaps I'd have been prepared for this. Yeah, the freshmen struggle because they're all sub-100 freshmen, and they're not the type of players that come in Division I for a good team and, like, flourish from start to finish. If you want to see four freshmen be awesome right from the jump, watch a Duke game. You want to see four freshmen be really good right from the jump, watch an LSU game. But the Memphis freshman class, while better than any freshman class they've had in recent years, it's still a freshman class filled with sub-100 prospects, and that takes a minute.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Nuggets, Grizzlies, FedEx Forum, downtown Memphis. Denver's 9-1, second best record in the West, behind only the Warriors. Grizz are 5-4 and on a 2-game losing streak. That said, Grizz are 3-0 at home this season. So we'll see if they can turn that into 4-0 against one of the West's best teams. Denver, 3.5-point favorite. Total's 205.5. Tip is scheduled 7 o'clock. You can listen right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
Game Night is a movie with Jason Bateman in it. I watched it on an airplane at some point this summer, I think. Wasn't bad.
It was okay.
It was fine. So if you want to watch that, it's on at 7:50. A John Lennon documentary is on Reels at 9 o'clock. If you're up late, Melissa McCarthy's on Jimmy Kimmel. Chuck Todd's on Jimmy Fallon.
Chris Pines on Stephen Colbert, Sarah Jessica Parker on Seth Meyers, Morrissey is on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Well, I've written a couple of columns since last night. One while I was still wide awake, the other one I was half asleep. But either way, they're both at CBSSports.com. One's on Kansas's impressive win over Michigan State last night, in which Dedrick Lawson got 20 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists. The other about John Calipari taking the worst loss of his career. He says he just wants to watch the tape and move on, but how do you do that when your young players just got humiliated on national television? I'm not sure, but we'll see.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it's Thursday. I'm flying to New York City tomorrow morning in advance of some CBS studio work, so I'll be hosting the show from Midtown Manhattan. We're going to look back on Grizz Nuggets, get ready for Thursday Night Football. That's Panthers Steelers. I got John Martin in the first hour, Jeff Calkins in the second. Former Major League Baseball manager Bobby Valentine going to join me as well. So it should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'm going to sleep. I don't even have any plans to enjoy mine. I'm going to go home and try to talk my family into going to bed by 7:30. Either way, meet me back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in the city. It's Bon Thai, the Thai restaurant on Peabody that's been voted the best Thai restaurant and one of Memphis's best patios for 16 straight years. I love Bon Thai, from the Thai Northern Curry Chicken to the Thai Red Snapper and much more. But here's the best part. It's a great place for dinner before a Grizzlies or Tigers game at the Forum, and you can leave your car in their secured parking lot and get a quick Uber or Lyft to avoid the parking mess. Open for lunch and dinner every day, but Monday they also have a banquet room that holds up to 100 for parties and company events.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.